Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tommy, you have made the argument that as time goes on, the generation gap gets smaller.
Yeah.
That it's way easier now for people of different ages to have more things in common than it was.
Yeah, you're way more in tune with your daughters than like my father's generation.
Okay, good point. And maybe that's true when it comes to like everyday people or your kids. But when it comes to relationships, it looks like the opposite is happening.
What's going on?
Well, at this moment, if you are in a relationship with someone, odds are they are closer to you in age than in any time in American history.
Oh, so no more creepy relationships.
Well, not necessarily. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Speaking of creepy.
What's going on?
Our live stream is up.
Oh.
Yep, you can check it out at the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch.
What's creepy about that?
Well, I'll say this, and this has been bothering me all day. You can get the video on YouTube and Twitch at the break room, WCMF. Your underpants are longer than your shorts.
You've waited 3 hours to point
this out?
Yeah,
they're just kind of peeking out a little bit. Well, I got my Tommy John long johns.
Are they the same color as your shorts? Because I didn't see them.
Stop that.
Close.
No, they're very close. Do you match your underwear to your pants?
Doesn't everybody?
You don't really do that, do you?
No, that just worked out.
Oh. You look I don't believe you.
You look like you're about to go on a bike run.
So I had to walk home today.
What?
Part of I got to drop my car off, and I got to walk home. So I was trying to figure out an outfit I could walk home with because I got to walk about 20
minutes. That's your
minutes.
Walking outfit?
Well, I need to walk. I got to walk like 20 minutes home today.
Okay, but
dropping a car off, I got to walk home.
No, I've been staring at your underwear the whole show.
Lucky you. Oh, you just seen a little peek.
No, but like there's something about.
See, I wouldn't even think that that was underwear. I would think that that was like those biker shorts.
Oh, no, those bird dogs.
Yeah.
Don't they have like a liner in them?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you have like your brother.
No, I know, but I don't want to see Ryan's.
I mean, it just goes to
I'm looking up, bro. I've been looking up your leg the whole time. Please stop that. And like, I love you. You're my boy, right? You got the grossest legs.
Bro. I have fairly decent legs for a man my age.
No, it looks
does a lot of walking.
It looks like a bunch of
walking legs.
It looks like a bunch of earthworms trying to escape to the surface. So if that hasn't sold you enough on our live stream, all of that brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads Brewing, they throw you out with shorts that short.
All right. Take a peek at my panties.
You look like John Stockton at the beach.
Kimmy does not know who that
she
is.
She knows John,
you know John Stockton.
Her dad hated him. He was a Bulls fan.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
All right. A new study done by the Pew Research Institute. The age gap between husbands and wives in America is the smallest it's ever been.
Okay.
So right now, the average age difference in a marriage is 2.2 years.
Right.
And over half of all marriages in America have spouses who are less than 3 years apart.
So no creepiness.
You got it. That is up from almost 10%, up almost 10% from just 25 years ago. And it's one half of what it was in the 1950s. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why all of a sudden, Tommy, are we looking for people our own age to settle down with?
It's a great question. Because maybe young women aren't interested in creepy old men anymore.
Well, but why were they interested in the first place?
Gold diggers, they used to call them.
Oh,
like,
my
the gold
God.
Digger was that. Well, think about it. If you were a young woman and back, like, let's say, like, my sister's generation.
Sure.
All right, so my sister came up in the 60s and 70s. Still not a lot of opportunity.
Absolutely.
So they always said, get a rich husband.
Okay.
Well, rich guys tend to be on the older side. So you would find, if you were 25, and you find a guy 35, 40.
Okay.
He's looking to start a family, maybe, or he's on his second run here.
Sure, sure, sure.
I just think that was the. I think it was better for women to marry a richer, older guy with more security.
I love how you call them gold diggers and not survivalists, because the
way
that
was what they were called. But that was the Dean Martin had a TV show where his dancers were called the gold diggers. But that was a term.
Okay.
And it wasn't a mean term back then.
I think it was a mean term. You just didn't think it was mean because you're not a woman.
You couldn't have Dean Martin and the greedy bitches, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you could have in that time.
Yeah, the kind of greedy bitches.
Don Rickles wouldn't have stood for that.
Chain smoking greedy bitches. I don't know why they chain smoke. No, but I think women had to do it out of necessity.
Okay, fair. Okay, let's. I don't disagree with you. Let's pull it out and maybe take a less sad approach to it.
All right.
I mean, is it stuff in common now? Because you can make the argument, Kimmy, that technology may have something to do with this.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, I think that the age difference shows more maybe with people under a certain age versus over a certain age. And just the way you live your life day to day, there may be such a big gap there with technology and yeah, just your interests would be so different.
Okay, so with the technology thing, which you brought up, I think that would be the biggest problem. The other thing, for the last 20 years, I mean, social media, dating apps, they played a massive role in who you meet and settle down with.
Yeah.
Which means you're probably meeting people at the same level of tech savvy that you are, right?
Yeah.
Which means they would probably be closer in age to you than meeting someone in a bar 20, 30 years ago.
But where did all those old guys, the older guys that scored all those young wives that everybody was disgusted by, what happened to those dudes?
Those chicks don't want to go to country clubs anymore?
Maybe that's it.
That's what I mean. Like, maybe the places you're meeting people, the ways you're meeting people. Because to your point, even on those dating apps, you can set an age range. So you're not even going to be shown anybody over a certain age if you don't want to.
It's probably why you weren't having the success when you were single.
No, I also had a drunk 15-year-old with me. Wasn't helping.
Bro, that was the greatest wingman you ever had. Hey, Hustum. Come hang out with my grandpa. Marry my grandpa. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. All right. Here is the question to everyone listening. And I'll ask you two as well, because I'm stuck with you. In your eyes, what is the acceptable age gap when you see two people in a relationship? And I guess the better way to ask, I'm sorry. At what point does the age gap start to get weird? What's the number?
I'm going to say 20.
That's when it starts to get weird?
Yeah.
Two decades. Yeah. A generation.
Oh, 20 years. I mean, I thought you meant 20, age 20. I was confused.
So you're telling me
20 year gap.
A 30-year-old and a 48-year-old could be in a relationship and you wouldn't bat an eye at them?
I don't think that's crazy.
Okay.
And I will say this. My wife always points out when she sees those relationships.
So for her, the gap is lower then?
Y'all way low.
Okay.
But see, you got to remember, like, my dad's generation, like, those guys that hung around the house, like his business partners. He had this one guy. He was super cool. Handsome guy, rich. His name, and he had a great rich guy name, David Wood.
That is a good rich guy name.
That's it. It says it all right there. And he also drove race cars as a hobby.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he gets divorced from his old lady, right? And then the new wife comes around, Playboy model.
No kidding.
Like, I'm gonna be a little creepy here.
Wait, when you stop and say that, it's a problem.
So I'm like,
oh no,
I'm 12.
Come
I
on.
Just come home from military school on break, and he's having a cocktail party, and I'm like, oh my god, this chick was like a Playboy bunny, and she's dressed all modern and sexy, right? And I could see my mother and her like haggy gal pals all like on the side, like squawking about, you know, tramp, slut, and all that stuff. But I'm like, I got a chub for this chick.
It's not as bad as it could have been, and I appreciate
it. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no, I get it.
Oh my god, this is like, it was like the first time it was like a sexy woman in your house.
Okay. I would like to point out that I simply asked what the gap was, and Tommy ended up talking about he wanted to describe a boner he got as a 12-year-old.
But that was my experience about how men like, and in my head, like, oh, when your wife gets old, you just go get a younger one.
Yeah, we turn her in for a new model. Right. Which is funny because your dad
That was a statement that fell out of people's mouths when they. And they would say that as a joke.
But it's funny because as scummy as your dad was, he never did that.
No.
I mean, you know, whether or not
also,
he was. I know, whether or not, would you believe he was messing around? I mean, he did. Take care of your mother.
Right.
Well, but a lot
of his, but a lot of his buddies either played around young or just blew off the old lady and got a new model.
Kimmy, what is the acceptable age gap for you?
I think that the age gap to me bothers me less the older you get. Like if you're in like your 40s, I see that age gap a little different, like a 20-year age gap differently than I would if you were 20.
All right,
you know what I mean?
So right now in your life, what is the maximum before you start to go like,
I think like 15, okay. 15, 20 is where that, I think the differences really start to show
so
up.
So you're still with 20.
Yeah, I think it would be a little weird, but I could see it working.
Okay.
Like, once you hit like your mid-30s, maybe, you know, to 40 range, like that's when I think like that age gap doesn't become quite as prevalent.
Okay, when you say see it working, I do want to be clear. Mm. I don't think that people that have relationship gaps over like 20, 25 years, it's doomed. I mean, there are just old souls that for whatever reason fit.
Right.
I'm saying where you look at it and you go, oh.
Like you're going to judge it. You're going to judge it more.
You know, when you look at it and you go, oh, yeah.
See, like I think somebody in their 20s, it's harder for me to wrap my mind around why you'd want to be with somebody with that big of an age gap, because I would just think like, you're in two different places in life.
Okay.
But if you're in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
guy pulls up in a convertible.
Yeah. I love how you put him in a convertible.
Well, he's got a little guy.
No, cuz you're painting a picture of a certain kind of woman is what you're doing.
Yeah. He's my age.
Uh-huh.
Fat. Big gold chain around his neck.
Bro, you're describing.
He's got that big fat guy neck.
You're describing every man I knew as a child living in Gates.
Yes. And he's out. So they say he's 65.
Uh-huh.
She's 40.
I don't see that as weird.
But you know what's going on.
Well, no, I was waiting for you to say 25.
Yeah. He got two new models.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Now, by the way, I think you guys are wrong about how wide the gap has to be for it to start to affect what you have in common.
Right.
And I have proof of that, but we'll get to that in a sec. Again, let me try this again. Hold on. How do I put this? The age gap, on average, in American marriages is the smallest it's ever been in American history. Right now, the average age difference in a marriage is 2.2 years. Over half of all marriages have spouses that are less than 3 years apart. That is up almost 10% from 25 years ago, and it's one half of what it was from 1950. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Jake. Hey, Jake, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
So, me and my girlfriend, we've been together for almost 2 years now, and we have a 23-year age gap, where I'm 40 and she's 63. And how it happened was when we first both met, we just naturally felt there was something between us, like there was some sort of, like, whatever vibes that we all put off as people, ours just meshed perfectly.
Okay.
How did you meet?
And I was able to get her phone number the very first night I met her.
You know what it was? Seven.
So she fought it for the longest time because she was more worried about the age gap, being an older woman with a younger man, how people would judge her.
Okay.
When she had figured that it was always acceptable for an older man to be with a younger woman. So I had to chase her for like 2 months before she finally
came in.
She's like, I'm going to go for it.
All right, Kimmy, you ain't asked the question.
Yeah, how did you guys meet?
She hit the stairs.
No, we kind of the old-fashioned way. I was new to town. I just moved back to New York, and she was bartending. And I walked in one night and saw her and was just mesmerized.
What can I get for you, honey?
Yeah. Absolutely. And she's still bartending. She's still spry. She's great.
All right.
And the great thing about an older woman for a younger guy is they take so much care of you. I get up for work in the morning every day between 5 and 5:30. Even if she had to bartend till 1 a.m. last night, she'll still get up at 5, make me a sandwich, and then go back to bed.
That's a good old woman right there, Tommy. That's how they used to do it the right way.
That's a good old woman right there.
All right,
she knows how to take care of her man.
Jake, in all sincerity, so like when you as a 40-year-old man and a 62, 63, you said? How long? A 23-year age gap?
63.
Okay, 63. All right, I know there are people that have an image in their head of what your girlfriend looks like, and that doesn't matter. I guess what I'm asking is, what draws you to a woman that has a 23-year leap on you?
Yeah.
I didn't even know how much older she was than me. I just knew that there was just something I felt that I was, you know, physically attracted to her, but also, like, something inside was just like, this is a good person.
Okay.
Like, when you meet people, like, sometimes you can just feel their energy, and they're like, I'm not going to be friends with that person. I'm not going to like this person. I was the complete opposite with her.
Okay.
Like I said, the weirdest part was, is when we first started dating and were being public about it, people were like, oh my gosh, they're never going to last, you know. But after about this 7 to 8 month period and we're still together, all the people that kind of made fun of us or made little jokes, they stopped and they were like, you two actually really are together. We wish we had what you guys have.
Okay, I do wonder though, aren't you sick of watching reruns of Maude?
No, she's the opposite. She loves the thrillers and, okay, you know, high action.
Yeah, she said they're more thrillers. Like, like, how many discussions can you have about Anita Baker? My other thing is, like, when you age, like, when she hits, like, her
70s. Yeah.
And he's still kind of in his prime.
One of the things she's brought that up.
Do you practice?
Too. She's like, you need... She's like, you need to find someone your age because I'm just going to get old. I'm like, it's okay, honey. It's okay.
Jake,
and I got a good friend also. He's 41, and he's dating a 22-year-old.
Okay.
And
man, that's got to be an awkward double date, huh? Because that's her grandma, man.
Yeah, that's
that was the thing.
Now, you got to look like some inbred family walking dates through the door.
Oh, sorry, Jake. What did you say?
I said, I've always wanted to get us together for a double date. He's a coworker in another field.
Okay.
And, well, he's a good guy. They get along for a couple years, too.
You're going on a double date with some 63-year-old woman?
I mean, it would be unique. Jake, yeah. Listen, man, I'm really happy that you're happy, man. You sound like you really like this chick. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we've been looking for a house for the past year together. We've already talked about marriage plans. Like, we're
lock it up quick, brother.
And that's the worst thing. That's why I've never been attracted to younger girls. It's because they don't know what they want. They don't know how to take care of men. And, like, once a woman gets past, like, 40, they're over that. So even in my 20s, I was still looking for 40-year-olds.
I mean, it's easy to know what it's easy to know what his 63-year-old girlfriend wants.
What's that?
Joint relief.
She's been through life. She knows what she wants. She knows what she likes and dislikes. We didn't have to play that game the whole time.
Sure. Well,
only thing we argue about is politics because, you know, she's...
Let's leave it there, Jake. Yeah. Jake, thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah. Have a good rest of the day. Yeah,
she's still stuck on Nixon.
Jake hung in the pocket there. I'll give him credit.
Look, man,
guys are making fun of him the whole time.
Here's the thing. I can respect a guy like that.
Yeah, and he's happy.
He knows what. Yeah, he's happy. He knows what he is. He knows what it looks like, and he doesn't care.
He found the woman he was looking for.
Exactly, and maybe that's the key to all relationships, right? Like, I don't care what this looks like from the outside. I love this woman. I love this man. This is what I'm going to do.
All right.
But you brought up a second ago, Kimmy. You were talking about age differences and the differences you can have in common, right? You said that 15, 20 years you would still have things in common. I'm going to disagree because it is surprising what a difference just a few years can make when it comes to what you have in common with your partner. Because my wife is 7 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't seem like much.
No.
But when it comes to like pop culture stuff,
we
are worlds apart. Like the stuff she experienced as a kid versus me, the stuff she watched on TV, memories of events.
Yeah.
Like, for example, just not to bring the room down, but she was graduating college when 9/11 happened.
Mm.
I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
And something as simple as where your mind was for like a seminal moment.
Yeah.
And not even like physically, like what that meant to you and how it shaped the way you look at the world for big moments in history.
Yeah, true.
Right? So, by the way, there is one major caveat to this study.
What's that?
The 2.2-year age gap in marriages is only for first marriages.
Oh.
When it comes to second marriage...
You started sniffing around.
The age gap does get wider.
Because you started looking young.
For example, in second marriages and beyond, almost 60% of those relationships have a husband that is 3 years older or more.
Everybody's searching for that fountain of youth.
Okay, so there's two ways to look at that. Right. You see it as a creepy thing. Guy just wants younger.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, maybe women, too.
Okay.
Ladies be creeping?
No, because this specifically says husbands older. This is older husbands. Right. So it could be dudes like, I want to trade it in for a younger model. It could also be as simple as it's harder to meet someone your own age when half of the population at your age isn't single at the moment.
Yeah. You got to be at the same
age. Huge factor.
Right? Yeah. So like maybe that's what forces guys to go younger if you want to try and give them a little bit of credit. Women as well.
Although and you may not want to deal with a woman that has children. Like, you may want to be looking for a younger woman that has no kids.
Okay.
Because you don't want to take on those children.
Sure. Also possible. And we are waiting longer to get married and waiting longer to have kids. So it would give you the ability better now than you did 20, 30, 40 years ago to pull that off without looking like a massive...
You could also be better at relationships because after going through something like that, you may see your faults, what you did wrong, what you would do differently, which would, you know, maybe lead to you being a...
better partner for that next person?
Ideally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because when I look at guys that have younger partners, I think that guy's a man who learned his lessons. Oh, yeah. Well,
He's looking for a sandwich at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You're not talking about a huge age gap, right?
Well, it says the second marriage,
okay,
on average, the husband is 3 years or more older.
So
I'm sorry.
The gap begins to grow.
Over half, I'm sorry, or 3 years more older. All right, 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call, and then I want to drop one little piece of knowledge that I can't figure out before we move on. It's funny as hell. Devin's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Devin, how are you, buddy? Hey, Devin, you there? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, are you calling from Jake's girlfriend's phone?
The jitterbug?
So my girlfriend's 40 and I'm 26 and she's got 4 kids, which I'm okay with.
5, really?
I just can't. Yeah, I can't deal with girls my age.
All right, so where did you meet her?
We met on Facebook. We just started talking and we hung out. We went on a date and it kicked off really well, and then we decided to start dating.
Where did
We've
you
been
go?
In for about a month and a half now.
Oh, so you're a month and a half in. Where did you go on your first date?
The underpass in Fairport.
I didn't need the actual place. Okay, so it was a bar. I do have a question. Devin, is it awkward that every meal she makes you is dino nuggets?
No, she's actually Puerto Rican, so she makes the best food.
I love how you said that. Like, Puerto Ricans don't eat dino nuggets.
All right. Wait, so how old's her oldest kid? Like, what's your age gap with her kids?
21.
Whoa! Wow. Devin!
I would think, like, this is a tough thing to get over.
Have you met the kids yet?
Not yet.
No. And it's a different culture, too. Like Puerto Rican culture meeting a Devin culture.
Devin culture?
Well, you know, Devin, it's about as white bread as it gets. Like, she had to teach him how to dance.
Devin.
So, Devin, were you seeking to date an older person, or did it just happen?
Well, I've always been into older women, but it wasn't like I planned on it. It just kind of happened, and I'm enjoying it. You know, we don't argue. We don't get in fights, at least right now.
Well, yeah, because she'll take away your phone if you do. Listen, Devin, are you nervous about meeting her 21-year-old? Is it a son or a daughter?
She has 4 sons.
Okay.
Ooh. The youngest is like 9.
Okay, but the one
she tells me, they're great.
The biggest. Okay. Like, have you talked to her about how they're gonna react if they meet you?
No, not yet. We haven't.
So none
really
of them are in the house
that.
When he
well,
goes.
They may
over,
not have gone to no. her house yet.
The 21-year-old lives. Well, he did live with his girlfriend in another place, but they just moved back in. She's really stressed out right now.
So you haven't been to her house yet?
No, I've been to their house.
And the kids aren't there?
No, they're there, but...
He's just a plumber.
Not there.
There, but not there. Okay. Devin, listen, buddy, I'm cheering for you. Don't get me wrong here. Don't get me wrong. But
are you sure you're in a relationship?
It sounds like you're a booty call, Devin. I just had to come out and say it. It sounds like you're just a booty call.
No, it's definitely not that.
Right.
Okay. All right. No, I'm not good at sex.
It's his personality.
Devin, good luck with everything, buddy. I hope it works out.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there goes Devin. He is so effed right there.
That didn't make no sense. Yes.
Okay, so it's interesting the culture thing comes up because there is one statistic that I cannot figure out.
Right.
And it actually flies in the face of what we just learned because we just talked to 2 white guys who were dating older women.
Yeah.
White men and Asian men in this study of age and marriage difference are far less likely to have a wife that's older compared to black men and Hispanic men.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So black guys and Hispanic guys seem to have no problem dating older women, mm-hmm. where in this study, Asian men and white men were not into it.
Okay.
Why?
Hmm.
Why don't white guys want to date older women?
Because their fathers and their grandfathers didn't want to do it.
But did Hispanic and black guys' fathers and grandfathers date older women?
Maybe they did.
Do they age better?
What did you say? You're saying Hispanic and black women age better than white
women?
Oh, they definitely do.
Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. See, look, I can't say anything.
We got one. We got one Jane Fonda. That's it.
That's
all we got. And that's all medically induced, man.
But I'm thinking of like you and your wife, Pat. Like she looks younger than you.
Yeah.
I would never guess that you had an age gap.
Thank you.
Right. I mean, she dresses sharp.
This has nothing to do with age, but
I mean, she looks.
Yeah.
put together.
I'm not saying you look older. I'm saying she looks younger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you say you're saying you like the way my wife's put together.
Yes, that's not dirty.
Hey, baby.
I didn't say it like it.
Well, no, I like the way your wife.
I thought you were going to go down the damn road.
Damn road.
Yeah. Damn.
No, because I'm guilty of saying that when I see her walk around the house.
All right.
Damn.
So next time I see couples, I'm going to start looking at their ages.
Yeah. And see.
I guess if you can tell.
Hold true. Yeah. Well, F you, man. F you.
What?
But if I see a black couple, they're older. I want to see, you know, the difference.
The age difference?
Yeah. Or a Latin couple.
Yeah. Or an Asian couple or a white couple.
Right.
But it sounds like Devin, and I guess it goes with your point, Kimmy, that maybe Hispanic women age better than white women.
She looks great.
He said he was the whitest of white guys because he laughed at your joke.
Yeah.
And she's 20 years older.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. That being said, let's take a break. Mm. The Bill's products will not stop. And this one's actually great. In fact, I think this is the best Bill's product we've ever seen that you can buy inside a grocery store.
Okay.
Because the other cereals aren't believable cereals.
Okay.
But this cereal, it's believable, Tommy.
Whose name is on this cereal?
We'll get into it next here in the break room on CMF.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This finally makes sense.
Whatever.
Because, look, I know everybody listening to this show, if you're a Bills fan, loves buying all those Bills products you see at the grocery store. You put a bill on it. It's going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new put a brewery in it in Rochester, right? However, this is the first product that actually makes sense.
This is good stuff.
It has to be.
Okay.
Based on who's on it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We will jump right into it. There is a new Bills-themed cereal at your local grocery store.
Ooh. Oh, McDermott's?
It's just a bunch of hands. Offensive lineman Deion Dawkins has released his cereal.
His cereal.
It is now in grocery stores.
And he looks like he enjoys cereal.
So I had the story in front of me. It just disappeared. Can you Google what the name of the cereal
something
is?
Something Schnow.
Schnow, because that's his thing. You're already Schnow.
All right.
Like Schnow Flakes or something like that. So it looks like it's got like marshmallows, like it's a Lucky Charms ripoff.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's unique about this, first of all, Deion Dawkins, very popular member of the Bills for his personality.
Oh, yeah.
But this has to be the first ever offensive lineman to get his own breakfast cereal.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Buffalo Schnow Crunch.
Thank you. And can you please describe to the audience what it looks like?
There's no picture of it on here.
Thank you for nothing,
Kim. Yeah, you can't tell by the picture, but it looks like it's got some marshmallows in there.
Got some of that marshmallows in there. But when it comes to like Bills that have had cereals, right? You had, it started with Flutie Flakes.
Right.
Then we had T.O.'s. Then came the Mario Crunch, I think it was called.
Right.
That one not so popular.
Wasn't it Mario's?
Mario's? Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. You're
I
right.
Think.
Then all of the Josh Jacks versions that we've gotten in the last couple of years. And all of the major names, all of them faces of the franchise at the time.
Mm.
Deion is not that guy.
Okay.
Do you think maybe he wouldn't have gotten it if like Diggs was still here or there were other guys still here?
Diggs had his hot sauce
and
blue cheese.
But that was something separate.
You're right.
So did, I mean, Josh had his hot sauce too.
But here's why I feel like maybe you might be wrong there.
Okay.
All right.
This one feels more authentic because none of the other guys we named, Doug Flutie, T.O., Mario Williams, Josh Allen, they're not eating the cereal with their face on it.
No. You're right.
Like T.O. slept in a hyperbolic chamber. He's not eating Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
But you know...
Oh, yeah.
Deion Dawkins eats five bowls.
He may have asked for this.
Yes!
Like, I got an idea for a cereal, guys. Hear me out.
Like, I'm not even exaggerating.
He looks like a guy that enjoys a good bowl of cereal.
And he also loves himself, which is what makes him charming.
He's funny.
You open up his pantry, I promise you, there are 30 boxes of this cereal, and he's eating a box a morning before he goes to the practice facility. And that's what makes it great. It has to be good. And when a fat guy endorses food...
Oh, it's good food.
It's good food.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Every Bills offensive lineman should now have a food product they endorse because instantly you know that is good food.
The cereal line.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Josh eats his barbecue sauce. You know Steph Diggs wasn't eating his blue cheese.
No.
But if Bills offensive tackle Spencer Brown came out with a line of thick-cut bat bacon, I'm all in
on it. So all the big guys should endorse the food.
Yeah, the thicker the athlete, the more I want whatever it is they endorse.
Okay.
I mean, hell, I'll be honest. Deion Dawkins could release 5 different food products, and I would buy every single one of them.
And he may if this hits.
Because, like, we already kind of dipped our toe into this. Reed Ferguson, he's a Bills long snapper, number 69. Has a line of barbecue rubs. It's called Q92.
All right.
And it's becoming very popular, barbecue stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a lineman, technically.
Yeah.
But he's not a fat guy.
All right.
So I don't know where he falls.
Yeah. Not an end for lean guy food.
This seems like a passion project of his, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that it's good.
And it's just rub.
I haven't. Well, rub is important.
I know.
You look, you got a Blackstone. You got to know these things.
I know. Rub goes on the fat. It does.
Thank you.
And then you fry it up.
252 WCMF. Deion Dawkins has his own cereal. Bills offensive lineman. The name of that again? You already Schnow Crunch. What is it?
Buffalo Schnow Crunch.
Buffalo Schnow.
They say
Crunch.
It's Lucky Charms like.
There you go. I'm going to go this weekend. I'm going to get it. I'm going to pour beer over it. And I'm going to have it on Sunday morning. That's my plan.
All right.
No, I told you. I accidentally discovered that when
you said it was okay, but do you want to eat it again?
Wait, the beer and cereal.
So as a joke, making a video a couple years ago on opening day. When Josh Jacks first came out, I poured a bowl of Josh Jacks, and I had a Jenny Cream Ale, and I poured it over this cereal, and I ate it like as a joke.
Buzzed out cereal?
It was delicious. It was delicious.
That doesn't sound appealing to me at all.
I know. It didn't sound appealing when I started it, but I accidentally backed into Cream Ale and Fruit
Loops.
So
were you getting high?
No. It was
Cream Ale Crunch.
It was only a quarter of the can made it where it was good for the... I mean, I don't know how many...
And no milk.
No, it was just beer and cereal.
Because that'd be crazy.
Try it.
He doesn't eat cereal.
No, you're right.
I never liked cereal as a kid.
Bro, that makes you a cereal killer. And I even mean to
no,
say it like
would be
that.
The other way.
Shut up. You know, you're a psychopath. If you didn't eat cereal as a kid, you're a psychopath.
But that's why I still got good teeth. I didn't like cereal. I didn't like soda. And didn't like ice cream.
Oh, that's great. I would give all of my teeth to eat those every day.
And you are.
Yeah, I'm missing one right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.